This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios. This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez. Stevola Sanchez.
Hello, welcome to the show, Style with Stevola. I am your host, Stevola. Thank you for tuning in to 1210 WPHT, where every Saturday night you can listen to my guests and I talk about everything style, because style is more than one can see. Today, my guest designed something we all need and can relate to. Well, I should say most of us wear them, but not all of us. It's a part of getting dressed when you put on the first item before you put the rest of the chosen outfit on. If you haven't guessed yet, it's your undergarments, our undergarments. Some people call it underwear. According to my amazing guest, she calls them intimates. My guest today is amazingly talented, a go-getter, a goal setter and achiever. She motivates me. She inspires me. She is a colleague and a friend. She is Amber Watts, the founder and designer of Khaki Intimates. Welcome, Amber.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be on your show.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your crazy schedule to be a part of the show. I really, really appreciate it. I feel like we have so much to talk about. So I just kind of want to dive right in. But first, I just want the guests out there in Radioland to, just get to know you a little bit. So why don't you give us a little background of yourself?
Sure. So my name's Amber Watts, as you just said. Well, I recently just got married, but I didn't change my last name yet. So that is something new that's coming up. But for now, Amber Watts. So I'm actually from Philadelphia area. I grew up in a town called Bucks County. So I actually went to college at Drexel University for fashion design. I studied fashion design, graduated in 2012. From there, I started my career in fashion in Manhattan. But a little bit about my family background. I have two awesomely supportive parents, my mom, Terry, and my dad, Mark. I have a
shout out to your parents.
Yeah, shout out to my parents. They are great people. and I have an older brother and sister. And a bunch of nieces and nephews right now. So I do have a big family. And of course, like I just said, I just got married in February to my amazing husband, Michael. So that's a little bit about my family background.
That's awesome. Now, quick question. Now, because you are so creative, and I know that firsthand, which we'll get into because that's how you and I met. We worked together for a while. But do you come from a creative family?
Yes, I do. So actually, my dad is an artist and an entrepreneur. So he actually has done a lot of amazing things in his career. And I grew up in my home. There actually was a design studio attached to our house. So my dad had his own studio there. He does a lot of different art. He does hand painting. He does watercolors. He did airbrush for a really long time back in the day when that was huge. He did a lot of things for BJ's wholesale. He's done Transformers artwork, which he's really well known for.
Wow.
He's also done and created the drawing for the Snuggles Bear, which people might remember. And he's done a lot. He's done a lot of contracting for a bunch of other companies. Today he's actually started another business of his called Table Art. And it's pretty cool. He's super creative and he's an artist. But this new adventure he's kind of started is artwork that can sit on your wall, and you can pop it off the wall and make it either a coffee table or a regular desk table, which is pretty awesome.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So okay, so yes, you definitely come from a creative family.
Yeah, super creative. My mom is a nurse, but she is a major shopper, and I've definitely gotten so much style credit from my mom. So I have to give her all the credit with that. And grandmom, actually, she was a big inspiration to me going into fashion and with my style. She had literally started handing me Vogue magazines like as soon as I could walk. So
really? Oh, my God. So you always have had like this passion for fashion. I know that sounds funny, but I love to say it. Passion for fashion.
Yeah, exactly. She has definitely instilled that. She also is the person who taught me how to sew, too. So she unfortunately passed away, but she was a huge, inspiration in my life and a lot of the reason why I went into fashion.
Wow. So when did you actually know that that's what you wanted to do? Like, when was your mind made up and you're like, I am going to go to fashion school or college where I could learn all about fashion and learn how to sew and make patterns and all that, and this is going to be my career? When did you know that?
Yeah, honestly, I think I knew I wanted to be in fashion since I was little, but I can kind of relate back to my first initial like home ec class. Other than I started sewing with my grandmom probably when I was six, but I took a home ec class when I was in eighth grade, and we used to sew like typical things that aren't really fun. And then we had like a side project, and you could do like kind of do whatever you wanted.
And what's the things that aren't fun?
Things that aren't fun, like a bag for your chair and a book cover. I don't know, like right, silly, okay. silly things like that.
Yeah, those aren't fun.
Not as fun as clothes. The selling part. And then I started, so I sewed my first dress in that class, and kind of after that, just started sewing at home on my own. And then I would take apart other garments that I had in my closet and put them back together in like better ways. Reconstructing other designs that I had.
So you were already repurposing like back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
I started really young, like middle school age.
That's so great.
But yeah, so I love doing that. And then I would always go through the Vogue magazines that my grandmom would give me. And I remember just like always sketching, like either looking at the garments in the Vogue magazine and sketching right next to it, like redesigning that dress that was in the magazine. I would do it my own way. And I just had like so many sketchbooks. Like I probably had like constantly had a sketchbook on me if we were traveling or I was in school, and I always got in trouble because I was always drawing in class. Mm-hmm. But I would always take my sketchbook everywhere, and I still have them today, like all around my parents' house, like all these old sketchbooks of just like random designs that I would sketch and draw. And clearly I'm a better sketcher today, but they're fun to see.
But that's amazing. I mean, that's like a lifelong experience. That's really, really wonderful. I want to leave you with this question, because then we have to take a break so you can have a minute to think about it. But I really want you to think about just a moment where, like an aha moment, or where something, you know, that just made you like just feel so good inside that you're doing what you're doing, or that, you know, it could be a past story. I really want you to think about this during the break. So, but we have to take a break right now. So stay tuned, and we will be back more with Amber Watts.
Style with Stevola.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Style with Stevola. That's me, Stevola, and my guest today is the amazing Amber Watts, the founder and creator of the beautiful intimates line called Khaki Intimates. So, Amber, we were just talking about your incredible like upbringing and this creative family that you have, that just kept feeding you all this incredible stuff. I mean, sewing and making your, like, and repurposing clothing in middle school. I mean, that's pretty, pretty amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
And your father being an artist, like, wow. So right before we went to the break, though, we did talk a little bit I had asked this question. I just wanted you to kind of think about it during the break and just an aha moment. Like, when did you like really feel like you're like, oh my gosh, I love what I'm doing? Do you have a specific story?
Honestly, I've been thinking about this. I don't know if it's a specific moment. However, I would have to say, like, not even just in college, but when I started my career, I was not somebody that loved school because I just loved art and I liked drawing and I didn't love test taking and all that. But once
same,
I started,
same.
Right? Like it's hard for a creative mind. So,
right.
Once I started my first job, which was at a company in Manhattan for a brand called Kara Hoffman, I just remember, like, once I started the career and looking around me, talking to the people I was working with, like, I was so inspired. Like, every day I would wake up and just be so excited to go to work. And, like, my dad told me, like, he said to me, make sure you get a job that doesn't feel like work, because then you'll never work a day in your life. And I just felt, when I started working, like, it didn't feel like work, and I just was inspired every day to go to work to create something new. And I just love everything design, like anything with print and color and silhouettes. Just everything about a design studio inspires me being there. So I don't know if it was a moment, but just every day I work and I design is a happy day for me. So
that's amazing. I can't like agree with you more. I completely relate with everything that you just said, because it's so true. I mean, when you do something that you love, it's not work. It's
right.
An amazing feeling, you know, and
yeah.
You know, we're blessed that we have that. So that's incredible. I'm so happy for you and continuing to this day. So I want to just really quickly start talking about, you know, your specific category that you've just kind of honed in on and just blossomed and made it so beautiful. You know, it's intimates, right? That's
right,
the term
right.
That you use.
Yeah.
And you know, like, just explain that to the listeners and what that means to you coming from like your creative mind.
Yeah. So as a woman, I think it's so important to feel empowered and confident, not just in today's world, but just in general. And I think there's always somebody out there for women and men that has something like negative to say and just like a negative energy that could be around you. And I think that when wearing lingerie and intimates, that it's such an intimate experience for yourself and your body that you just feel so confident putting on the right fitting, like most beautiful lingerie, that like it gives you this empowerment. So when you take on the day and you're wearing those intimates under your clothes, like, you just feel confident and powerful that you can just like mix all the negative energy. Like, you can be a powerhouse. You feel good. You look good. And like, just like the body mind is kind of like working together. And I feel like intimates does that for women. So I love the idea of creating these form fitted garments, that can enhance people's bodies and not make them feel bad about themselves.
I love that. And I mean, I have to say that, I mean, I don't know about, I can't speak for all men, but I feel like it does that to men also to an extent. I mean, you know, if you feel good what you're putting on your body, even before you put on your clothes, it's
right.
A pretty good feeling. Like, I also, you know, love like getting dressed in the morning and picking out my outfit, but then I have to make sure that whatever I put on under that outfit makes me feel really great and I can like take on the
right.
world. So exactly like what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm glad you feel the same way. I think it is once like somebody experiences it, I think you can't go back. So like, it's a pretty
right.
awesome thing.
Absolutely. So what made you choose intimates? Have you always done intimates throughout your career?
Mostly I have. I did do, when I was at Drexel University, which was a great school, I did a co-op program, and I actually worked for Nanette Lepore, who's a runway designer in Manhattan, for 7 months. And when I worked with her, she actually was producing her spring 2011 ready-to-wear line. And
uh-huh.
I got to see like everything that was involved in it. Like, I was hand-beating some of her garments for the runway. I was behind stage at Bryant Park, and I was experiencing that culture. I realized when I was there, like, just runway is just a different experience. And I know you understand this, but, like, it's such a fast-paced world. And I think that the reality of fashion is kind of now being, explored more and kind of exploited, I would say, like, to the everyday consumer. But it's kind of a crazy job. And we work so much. And I just didn't know if runway was, like, where I wanted to be. And with intimates, it's not as crazy as runway fashion. It's more, again, intimate experience. Like, you're creating these products, but it's not so fast-paced like runway. And I love the idea of spending more time to be, like, spending on that specific product and not being, like, you know, so rushed and crazed in, like, the runway world. And intimates is kind of like that. So I did actually work for, my first job was lingerie and sleepwear for a company called Kara Hochman. And they that's like, how would you say it? It's an all incorporating, it encompasses like many different designers' lingerie. So they outsource. So like I did Oscar Lorenzo sleepwear. So even though I was doing Oscar Lorenzo sleepwear, it was still owned by Oscar and their brand, but I would do it through Carol Hochman, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so, absolutely. So it was kind of like, it was like a private label type situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you, but like the
right? Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like the Oscar brand would have to approve it. So at the time it was his stepdaughter and she would either come to us or we would go to the Oscar corporate in Manhattan, which was awesome. And we'd get everything approved, like the prints and the styles. So it was still very much owned by them. But it was kind of cool because I got a little bit of both worlds, like the glam of runway, but like on the easier everyday working at the like lingerie house. So that was really awesome. And then after there, I worked for, I was at her company for a while. I also designed brands called Midnight. I started a company called Jane and Bleecker with them there, which was great. I also did Carol Hochman's signature for a little bit. And then, Carol Hochman religious brand, which is, you know, a little different. That was for, like, it was more for, the culture was for, Hasidic Jews and like, a lot of their skin can't show specifically in intimate. So that was an interesting project because you're just so specific on the customer. You have to think about them all the time. Not that in design. Right. That was just a very interesting way to work. So it was cool to see that. And then from there, as you know, I moved to Anthropologie. So that was a great experience. I was there for a while and helped them move their lingerie and sleepwear product forward. I did their, like, their sleep, their lounge, their swim, beachwear, activewear, and knits, as you know. So did a lot of projects, like, product for them, not just sleep or intimate.
Yes, and Anthro is where we got to work together, which was incredible. Got to know each other and became friends. Yay!
I know! It was the best. Definitely the best experience.
That was really, I mean, I really, really enjoyed working with you when we were both there. It was pretty amazing. And you're so, so talented. So now I want to kind of jump to, like, you recently started your own brand, which is Khaki Intimates. Congrats. That's huge.
Thank you.
So what inspired you to start your own brand?
So I feel like I just always am trying to challenge myself and work and push myself to grow no matter what it is and like the career that I've chose. But I just always had this feeling of I wanted to challenge myself and see if I could create my own brand and own products. But I did see a hole in the market. Like for while doing sleep and intimates, obviously I crossed paths and did some bridal along the way. But I could never, I just felt like there was a hole in the bridal market where quality specifically wasn't so great with a lot of the brands. And I felt like for bridal.
I have to interrupt you for one sec, only because we do need to take another break, but I think you tapped into something really important, which was quality, which we'll also talk about. But so we do need to take another quick break. We have so much more to talk about with Amber Watts, the founder of Khaki Intimates. Don't touch that dial.
It's
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to WPHT 1210 Style with Stevola. If you're just tuning in and you missed the first half of the show, not to worry. You can go to radio.com and search Style with Stevola, and you can listen to this show and all the other past shows. Have fun. Now, back with the amazingly talented designer extraordinaire, Amber Watts. Hello, Amber.
Hello.
Okay, so we were just talking about, you know, I asked you, what, inspired you to start your own brand. And then one you mentioned, which I thought was important, was quality. But then also you felt that there was like something missing when you, like you as a consumer were missing when you were shopping, looking for specific things. So let's go there first. Like, what did you feel that was missing?
Yeah, I felt like, so the one thing I felt that was very much missing in the market was like nice quality bridal intimates. Because like bridal is such a big, industry, but it's such an important and special day that I feel like everyone cares so much about the gown and the thing you're going to wear on the day. But, really, if you're buying some intimates to wear on your honeymoon, the night of the wedding, like, again, it's going back to that feeling confident, feeling sexy. You feel so gorgeous on your wedding day. And, I didn't feel like there were intimates out there that like were making that like were making you feel just as confident. There were like pieces that were just not, I don't think were great fit. The quality wasn't great. So I thought I could definitely improve on that. Mm-hmm. So, I felt like quality, like I said, is a big thing. And, these intimates are so special because not only can they wear them on the night of their wedding, but bring to the honeymoon and wear for like days after, where the gown, you know, you're wearing one time. And
right,
this
right.
Like keepsake, and they could be keepsake pieces. It's not fast fashion where you want to throw it away. You want to keep these and, like, you know, one day maybe show them to your kids. And I know it sounds a little weird, but, like, if it's a robe, you know, it's special.
Well, like, no, I know exactly what you mean, because it's not like you're gonna, like, you're not showing them like your old underwear. You're showing them like this beautiful robe that you wore, you know, the night of. Or like I saw on your website, which is really beautiful, you have like the bride and all of her bridesmaids all wearing your stuff, and it looks great. So it's also for those moments as well.
Yes, it is, and they're great gifts to give your girls, because for me, when we get a little more into what I design, I love to make the pieces versatile. So like, not only can you wear them inside the house, but also outside. So it's such a cute gift to give your girls to have like this beautiful bridal party memory and picture you can post or keep on your wall for years. And also the girls can use them for wearing out, going to parties, and going to the beach. So I think it's a great thing to invest in and, you know, have quality pieces that last you a long time.
Right, because I mean, the pieces that you have that are, you know, from your collection, they look like you can wear them as tops. They're perfectly fine to wear out. They're really, really, really well designed. And then you can wear them home lounging with the matching little pair of, like, you know, little shorts, right?
Yep, exactly. So it's just, again, you're spending more money maybe on something that's of quality, but you're getting more use out of it, and it's better quality, so it's lasting you for all the times you wear it. So it's more getting people, like, for me, the reason also I wanted to start my own brand is I felt like when I was working for more corporate companies that were going more towards fast fashion, the quality was lacking, and the prices, you know, they were always challenging. Prices going down, how do we get it cheaper? And that makes the product cheaper, and that also gets into, unfortunately, really bad working conditions and unfair, you know, not fair trade companies. So for me, it was like more bringing light to bringing back the quality of the garment and explaining why you're spending, you know, X amount of dollars on this beautiful robe that you should keep in your closet. It's going to be classic and sexy for years to come. And it's not a one-time use and throw it into, you know, the garbage or whatever else, you know, people do with their clothes. So it's just like, like, it's just the longevity of, you know, helping our planet, too. So, again, really caring about quality that keeps, like, lasting. I always say quality over quantity. So, yes, I do
agree.
I do have to sell products, but I really, truly, at the heart of everything, want to sell quality products, and I would be so grateful just to sell one thing to you in 10 years and that thing still be okay. You know, like, that is what I want to, like, instill. So you shouldn't be buying stuff so often. Just buy a couple good pieces that will last you, and then you can style them in many ways. Like I'm showing, you can wear the cami to sleep, to lounge in, outside, to the bar, like hanging out with friends. You can wear the whole set with the short to the beach. You can wear the short over a bathing suit. And there's just multiple ways to wear it. So you're not only getting your money's worth, but you're understanding.
Right, right. I think that that's really, really important, because I'm a huge advocate for, you know, buying quality and really, you know, focusing on something that's going to last you a while, you know, instead of this turn and burn idea, you know, that you have to have something new like every season, or, you know, oh, I need a new winter coat. It's like you could take something that's really great quality and if the shape is a little bit outdated, take it to somebody who knows how to make that shape look fresh. And, you know, whether it's a tailor that you trust or a friend who has great style, like, I think there's so many ways you can recycle things in your own closet. You know, I think it's really important. And if you don't know really how to do that, you can look me up, because I'll help you. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Look for people like you, because it's important. And like, I think people are, especially with the whole craziness of the pandemic going on, I hope it brings light to just everything in the world and how we need to take a step back and look at how we're affecting the world every day. And it's the one major thing of pollution. Actually, it's the number two biggest thing in the world is fashion. So how can we as designers and brands really focus on changing the world while we're designing and still making beautiful things? So.
Right, right. And I heard, I mean, don't quote me on this, but I did hear something kind of in the talks that they're, you know, because so many businesses are struggling because a lot of businesses have been closed for so long. So there's a lot of produced clothing out there that is going nowhere. And maybe I have the story wrong, but I just, you know, I think that if that is the case, I mean, that's something to think about, you know what I mean? Not to just buy stuff and waste it, because we're going to be a lot of inventory. And I believe so that Europe has passed a law now that they cannot destroy clothing, burn them or do whatever, like companies can't do that just to get rid of the inventory. I think that they need to actually like use it or sell it or repurpose it, something.
Wow, that's really great. I mean, and, you know, we know as designers, like, if you're a conscious, like, brand and you're cutting things so you're not having more waste with the company and learning what to do with that wasted fabric is something that I hold near and dear with Khaki Intimates. Like, I make very small amounts of inventory, and that is, one, better for the planet. I'm not wasting much, but it's also you know, it makes the garments more expensive because I'm being more conscious about how many I'm cutting. And it's kind of like I explain to people, like when you go to Costco or you go to Sam's Club and you're buying in bulk, you get a better deal because you're buying a bunch at once, right?
Right.
If you're buying bigger inventories, like 1,000 pieces of a garment, the garment could be cheaper because of the production line and how long it takes them to make it. But I'm making everything in New York City, with fair wages, high rents, and smaller inventories, like my whole, like a very large chunk of what the prices are that I sell is because of it's going to the fair wages. It's going to, I'm only cutting so many. So it does make it more special. But once people start understanding what goes into the cost of a garment, I think they will start understanding why, you know, the cost is the cost and why garments better quality.
Right. Well, there's so much more to talk about, but we have to take another break. I think we're tapping into some really, really important things right now, especially, you know, with everything that's going on, the pandemic and you know, the all these companies that just produce all this product for the sake of production, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, so let's take a break. We're going to continue with this conversation when we come back. I'm here with Amber Watts, the founder of The Beautiful Local. brand, Khaki Intimix. Stay tuned.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola.
Welcome back. You are listening to Style with Stevola, and I'm your host, Stevola. Remember to go to radio.com and check out all of the Style with Stevola shows. Please have fun. Let me know what you think. Also, check me out on social media, Style with Stevola and Stevola, both on Instagram. I am here with Amber Watts, the founder and creator of Khaki Intimates. So, really quickly, because this is the last segment, I want people to know where they can find your beautiful product. Where are you?
Yes.
Like, I know you have your online store, so let's like share your website info and all others.
Yeah, so you can definitely buy my product. It's mostly direct consumer online on my company site, khakiintimates.com. You could just Google me or go to www.khakiintimates.com. And I have a bunch of products on there. We have talked about the beautiful bridal collection that I have, but I also have a pink heart collection available that is beautiful products for any woman and actually baby. So I just launched that during the pandemic. And the knit collection, I'm actually hand sewing everything one at a time myself. So that's super special to me. And now mommies can match their babies with these cute little lounge
so cute.
Sets. And yeah, and then I also have some cute headbands and masks. So people keeping, people safe and cute during this pandemic.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I know. I love your website. Yes, please, everyone, go and check it out. The product is great. And also, I mean, we talked about quality. And, you know, sometimes people think, oh, my gosh, it's going to be way too expensive. And it's really not. I mean, you're paying a better, a better price. But I wouldn't say it's a very high price point, but you're buying something better quality that's going to last much longer. So, I mean, to me, though, realistically, when you compare, you know, all the clothing that's out there, it's a pretty good price point considering what you're getting for your buck, right?
Yeah, I totally think so too. And honestly, just for everyone out there to know, I am more of a direct-to-consumer company. And the reason being is because I can give better qualities with not having a middleman paying them out. So it's more coming from my hands right into your house. So I do sell to a couple other online retailers right now, but it's very little. So definitely most of the product is only on my own site. So the reason, like I said, it cuts the cost, and I'm trying to give you the best cost for the garments and the quality.
Well, it also feels like a lot more special, too, because, I mean, if you're, you know, really hands-on, I mean, it's that much more special for the customer. You know,
yeah,
and if they want to do something with their bridal party, like you're hands on, like you could connect with them and make something happen for them. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. You hit on a good point. I do custom too. So I have brides that reach out to me and they, you know, just can't find anything out there to fit their body type or what they're looking for. Or they might want to use parts of their dress and put it into their lingerie for the day. And I do all that. So I can custom make any type of intimates. I custom make garters. Now I've been making bridal masks for brides because, you know, can't stop love during this time of COVID. So I think it's beautiful to make these pieces that they're going to keep forever and cherish. So it's very special to me.
You just tapped into something that I think is important that I want to make sure that the listeners know, like how thoughtful you are about this product. And, you know, and another, just one of the many things that inspires me is that, you know, on your website, you promote body positivity. I mean, there's real women, you know, in your product of all body types, which I think is wonderful. I think that's what most, you know, when you think intimates also, you're like showing a lot more skin, but it's
right.
Almost on your site. Like every woman should be proud to show their skin, which I love.
Yeah,
that statement.
It's so true. And I wear everything. Like I am no model. I'm short and, you know, I have my own, not perfect parts of my body that we all feel, but I wear everything on my collection and I would never design or put something up there that I truly don't wear, test, and love myself. So when I put these models of all sizes in my garment, they too always give me positive reviews, and they don't need to. You know, they can be totally honest. I'm always asking for feedback from friends, family, and just customers that buy my products. I follow up with them. How do you really love it? You know, does it fit you properly? Do you want to send me a picture? I can explain how to do this, or let me exchange that. Let me, you know, make you something special in case you don't like that, or let me add a name to your robe. So I really truly am working with the customers like on a name-to-name basis and following up with them, and I truly care about them. So it's not just about money to me. It's really about like keeping a customer for the whole life of my brand.
Right, which I think is really amazing. The fact that you're so hands-on and that you want a relationship with your customers. I mean, I feel like there's so many businesses out there that have completely lost that whole sense of true customer service. Yeah. You know, right. And I think that it's great because when you are a smaller brand, you can actually take the time to do those sort of things for your customers, which I think is really, really amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then last thing that I want to just bring up, which I also think is incredible, is on your website, you have a portion or a page, I should say, that where it says Khaki Gives Back, which I was just like so in awe. I mean, you're just amazing all around. I can't even. You donated, you made these headbands out of fabrics, right? And mm-hmm. masks, and you donated them to all the frontline workers. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct. So I during this pandemic, and there was short supplies, I had a couple friends and friends of friends that I knew that worked at hospitals that were dealing directly with COVID patients and didn't even have masks to wear. I think everybody heard about this around, you know, kind of like everyone probably heard about it in their own county. So everyone that like heard what I was doing reached out to me and said, hey, can you send this hospital masks? We're low. And I wanted to help. So I made as many masks as I could. I think I made maybe like 100 masks. And then I've made a bunch of the headbands with the buttons to help them with their ears. So they're not, you know, a lot of people in their masks for 2 days straight, their ears were getting, you know, really sensitive, and it's a lot to wear those all day long. So, anything I could do,
let me stop you really quickly there, because this is such a brilliant design idea, which, when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, because I've been trying to find these masks. Like, I have one now that wraps around my head and Velcros in the back, and it's still uncomfortable because it's resting on my ears the whole time. And I've like, my ears are chafed. I could only imagine, and I'm not wearing it full time. Could only imagine what, you know, these frontline workers are going through. So the fact that you did a headband with buttons, which is so brilliant. So your mask goes on the button. So it's not, and your ears are protected even, which I thought was brilliant.
Yep. And actually the knit fabric I used was a really nice quality that had like anti-wicking in it too for like sweating and stuff. So, and I did keep them in grays and blacks because they weren't just for women. They were for also the men, nurses and doctors. So I wanted to keep, you know, anyone could wear them. And I was just happy to give back. And I have to say, I put it out there that if anyone wanted to donate and send me fabric, I would make as many masks with that fabric and donate them. So I did have some friends that did help me with that. And that was awesome because, as you know, as a small brand, I can only do so much. But anything I can do, I'm all for.
That's amazing. So if you guys heard that out there in Radioland, like really, I mean, if you have fabrics lying around that you're not using, I mean, reach out to Amber and, you know, she could have some masks made and she'll completely donate the masks that are made, you know, to people in need, you know, which I think is incredible.
Yeah. Incredible. Thank you.
Wow. So yes. Oh my gosh. So, wow. I mean, let's just share your information one more time. So if anybody missed it the first time, how do they check out your line and how do they get in contact with you? For future, you know, bridesmaids, I guess, or brides and you know, if anyone wants to donate fabric. Really. Yeah.
Yeah. So, basically you can check out my site. I would love for you to check out my site. Also subscribe because you can get all of my discounts and email the fun things I'm doing at khakiintimates.com. It's spelled K-A-K-I, Intimates. And you could also follow me on social media. I post a lot on Instagram and Facebook. So it's just Khaki Intimates on Instagram and Khaki Intimates on Facebook. And if you want to reach out to me about doing custom, just questions about the brand or questions about what I've said today on the show, you can email me at amberw.khaki@gmail.com. And that's also on the website, too. So in case you missed it, you can go on the website.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you, Amber, so, so much for taking the time and being on the show. Everything that you do is just really, really incredible. You continue to inspire me, and I'm so happy that we could make this happen.
Thank you so much.
So everybody out there, thank you so much for listening to the show. You know, if you're just tuning in, shame on you. No, I'm just kidding. you can always go to radio.com and then in the search bar type Style with Stevola, and this show and all the past shows will pop up. So, but thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next week. Take care of yourself and each other. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Style with Stevola, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program has been pre-recorded.